Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, where do I start? Do I start at Texas, Oklahoma State, which I predicted would go to overtime? I didn't get the outcome right, but I did predict it would go to overtime. Iowa State looks like they are going to be the bowl eligible team, not Texas Tech, or maybe not even Kansas State. Iowa State's on a roll. They're no joke. I mean, literally, they put 31 points in Lubbock and then held them to 13. Wow. I don't think West Virginia will be able to beat Iowa State. Iowa State might mess around and not lose another game. Like they've found some type of rhythm there with that new quarterback. And I know this sounds naive, but ever since Jacob Park left the team, they've gotten better. They've actually gotten better. If Jacob Park would have left the team before Texas, they probably would have did a number on Texas. That's all I can say is, wow, they got it. They got a rhythm. Do I go to Baylor? Almost getting their first win, which I said, one of these games they're going to win, and it's going to be at home. Texas, better get ready, because Baylor is not playing at home. And they gave Oklahoma hell at home. They gave West Virginia hell at home. Now Texas has to go up there. They better not play around. They better not play around with Baylor. Baylor will mess around and upset them. So I hope they get their offense figured out, but they better not play around, because Baylor is not doing good, but they do good at home for some weird reason. And then obviously with Kansas State, guys, as we all know, none of us would have been surprised if Kansas State if Kansas State would have won, none of us would have been surprised. But Oklahoma was the favorite, however you want to say it. They were favorite, whatever. But it's kind of nuts to me, you know, the parity in this conference. Everybody except Kansas can beat you. Literally everybody, 9 out of the 10 teams can beat you on any day. There's no other conference like that, guys. And I want to say something else, too, for Big 12 Nation. You guys actually got a blessing this weekend, because there's no undefeated teams in the Pac-12. With USC already having two losses, and then Michigan getting another loss by losing at Penn State, I don't think Penn State's anything to mess with, so they might run the table. And Ohio State has some serious trouble, and they might have two losses. Michigan State have two losses. Washington, let's jump back to the Pac-12. Washington has a loss now. Washington State has a loss now. USC has two losses now. So with the way the goofiness and the way things are going right now, ladies and gentlemen, I would have to say, I would have to say Big 12 has a pretty good chance of getting in that Final Four, especially now that Oklahoma got past Kansas State. It was looking very scary. And at the end of the first quarter, I was just like, wow, this might be Kansas State's upset, because they upset somebody every year. But the game of the week, whenever they play, will be Kansas State versus Iowa State, because that's going to tell if Bill Snyder keeps his stamp or if Matt Campbell has really just found his rhythm. I mean, think about this, guys. Iowa State went on the road and won at Texas Tech, and they went on the road and won at Oklahoma. Two of the hardest places to play at. Two of the most dynamic offenses not only in the conference, but in the entire freaking country. Like, Iowa State's the real deal. They're no joke. I couldn't believe what I saw when I saw the fact that they were winning the way they were winning. I'm just like, wow. Iowa State is no joke. So, unbelievable. And then obviously, TCU did what we all thought they would do. They handled their business. They blew out Kansas 43-0. Hopefully David Betty gets one more shot at it next year. That's only fair. And we will see where it goes from there. But man, this is another exciting weekend. And then You know, I heard some sports talk around Austin. People are talking about Ellinger versus Bushell. And Ellinger fits what I think they're trying to do in the long run. I just can't believe 13-10. And, you know, I love Coach Gundy's comments after the game where he says, you know, all my childhood friends are calling me saying, you got to outscore them, you know, they're outscoring. And he's in the back of his mind saying, no defense. And that's really what happened. His defense played today. And that's what good teams do. I mean, they find ways to win. Good team find ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose. Whether it's your offense or your defense or your special teams that carries you that day, a good team will win, a bad team will lose. Now, I really don't want to break this down too much, but we know with the West Virginia Baylor game, it came to really like the last couple seconds, guys. Like, literally, Baylor could have tied this game and sent it to overtime, and then West Virginia would have been in trouble. Iowa State, I was really shocked. Like, when I saw, like, the box score, it started off, you know, Iowa State was up 7-6. And then I said, okay, it's just a first, you know, it's a close game after the first quarter. Then when they scored 17 more points by halftime and Texas Tech couldn't score at all, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, crap, it's really about to happen. It's going to be, you know, another blowout by Iowa State, the same way they won last week. So this is just shocking. Because, I mean, if you think about it, TCU beat them the exact same way State beat them. And I don't want to jump off the board, but is Iowa State really the second-best team in this conference? Something none of us ever thought about. Maybe I am going overboard. Maybe I'm stretching it. I can see third or fourth, but, I mean, are they? They beat Oklahoma. They beat Texas Tech handily on the road. I mean, they put the same amount of points on Kansas that TCU did. We'll see. We will see here. Is the game we all really need to be looking forward to, is it Iowa State versus TCU? Not TCU versus Oklahoma? We don't know. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, I'll jump back over to the Texas game. I think they're fine. Ellinger is growing. He's only a freshman. I think Shane Bushell is soon probably going to be looking for somewhere to transfer to where he can play, because him and Ellinger are probably about – they're a little too close in eligibility. So even if Bushell, you know, redshirts at some point, it hurts. I mean, Bushell only has 2 years of eligibility left. After this, Ellinger have three. So do you really want to compete your last 2 years of eligibility with somebody else when you came to Texas to be the starter? But, you know, last year when Charlie Strong gave him the nod every time, that's why you got to take advantage of it. And I've seen a lot of those mistakes last year. There weren't freshman mistakes. They were just, you know, not concentrating mistakes. And now he's dealing with a coach where he can't take being the starter for granted. And, you know, it's a whole new ball game. So before I go into this week's picks, you know, Oklahoma got out of there. Kansas State was up by a touchdown at the end of the first quarter. It was 14-7. And it was, I believe, 21-10 at halftime. Then Oklahoma's defense found a way to shut out K-State in the third quarter, and they scored 10 points. And that made it about 20-21. And then the last quarter, they just outscored Kansas State. Tough for Bill Snyder, but overall, is it better for the conference? Yes, because we want our conference to get into this four. This could be the year, ladies and gentlemen, that the Big 12 actually wins the national championship. This has the only team that's legit from top to bottom. The only is Alabama, and Alabama's conference isn't that tough as you see. You know, Ole Miss is struggling, Vanderbilt not looking good. Kentucky's winning on the road in South Carolina. So this may be a legitimate shot for Big 12 Nation to, you know, win the national championship they've been looking for a while. So we will see. Forget just getting into the playoff. I'm looking at that we may have national championship implications at this point. So we'll see. Let's get into week number 9. And, man, was week 8 exciting. That was crazy. Crazy, guys. I mean, wow, I can't believe the scores and how close everything was. It's just nuts to me. Like, unbelievable. Love this conference, man. All right, so let's get into it. This week, we got Texas at Baylor. Baylor has been no joke at home. Texas has been okay on the road. Baylor has grown on offense. Texas has grown on defense. However, Texas has not grown on offense, and Baylor has not grown on defense. 11 a.m. start time, and as you know, we usually have at least two 11 a.m. games and at least one nightcap every weekend. So, damn, I don't know which way to go. Is this going to be Baylor's upset win or not? Here's where I'm going to go, guys. I'm going to go Texas because their defense is lights out. 31, Baylor, 17. So I'm picking Texas to win. But if I'm wrong, I'm picking Baylor to win 34-31. Not saying that I'm all of a sudden picking Baylor. I'm saying if Baylor wins the upset win, that's what I think the outcome would be. But I'm still going to pick Texas to get this one 31-17. We will see. Oklahoma State at West Virginia. Damn, this is two tough road games for Oklahoma State in a row. If they get out of this unscathed, we got ourselves a ball game when it's Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State as we want. What am I going to do? I'm going to go just like I did when it was Texas Tech versus Oklahoma State. I'm going to go Oklahoma State 51, West Virginia 48, something like that. I think Oklahoma State finds a way to win. But they better not play the way they played against Texas, because if they do, they will lose by two touchdowns easily in Morgantown. Kansas State at Kansas. Kansas State has been looking for their fourth win for a couple weeks now. Kansas State goes on the road about an hour or so down, what is that, 70? Down Highway 70 there in Middle America. And Kansas State beats them down, runs the ball down their throat 34-7, 31-7, 31-3, something like that. And that is the rivalry game we got this week with Kansas versus Kansas State. It's a rivalry game. That's going to be our Big 12 Nation game of the week. We have some good ones, but that's going to be it. And I know people are thinking, like, are you out of your damn mind? TCU's going to Iowa State, and Iowa State's on fire like that, really? Yeah, I'm going to go Kansas State, Kansas. Rivalry game, sorry. TCU at Iowa State. Damn. This is a hard one. This is a real hard one. Let me see. Y'all had to put on a Facebook page what y'all going to call this one. But I'm going to say Iowa State isn't scoring more than 30 against good teams. I'm going to say TCU 27, Iowa State 24, or TCU 38, Iowa State 31, something like that. TCU gets out there, one touchdown win. I'll go with that. TCU by a touchdown. And then Texas Tech at Oklahoma. For some weird reason, Texas Tech plays better up to their, I don't know. They always play better on the road to a team that you think that they should get blown out by. That's the game that you play with this crazy conference. So I'm going to go Oklahoma 42, Texas Tech 28. Or Oklahoma, 45, Texas Tech, 21. They're back at home. They know what it feels like to lose. They got their focus back. Baker Mayfield goes off. I don't know what's going to go on with Cliff Kingsbury. I really thought he would be that, you know, eighth bowl team. But right now it's looking like Iowa State is going to be that eighth bowl team. So it's up in the air, man. It's really up in the air. So those are the predictions, man, for this week. Everybody enjoy the next weekend of crazy Big 12 football. This is Big 12 Nation. Check us out at Big12Nation.com. And always go to the Big 12 Facebook fan page. Later, my favorite college football fans, or should I say, Big 12 college football fans. I'm out, man. Y'all have a good week.